Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content. Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Exciting. Mindy Kaling is going to be calling the show. Yeah. She's got a new movie, Inside Out.
Nice.
All my little girlfriend's daughters and Michaela's so excited about this movie.
Oh, it looks great. Looks great. It's the emotions right in your head.
Yep.
She plays Disgust.
Disgust.
So I'm sure she did an awesome job.
Oh, I'd be good at Disgust.
Yeah, you
would. You really?
Yeah, you would.
Yes.
That's disgusting.
So disgusting.
Speaking of disgusting, I told you I have the worst quality of each zodiac sign in front of me.
Okay.
Which is interesting because when you look at the zodiac sign, you always get the good, you know?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you get the positive. But what about the bad? So we can fix it. Because it's got to be something that
is it things we can fix? I mean, if it's in the stars, how do we change it?
We got to be able to change it somehow, Jenna.
Are you into it so much where you could meet somebody and find out what their sign is and say, oh, we never get along?
No.
I'm not into it that much.
I don't even know which
month
or what.
Compatible,
yeah.
And what's not supposed
to. I meet a lot of people that are. My grandma was like that. My grandma did everything.
It's more of a girl thing.
Yeah, with the zodiac sign.
What's
your
sign,
weird.
Baby? What's your sign?
Yeah. What is your sign?
My sign?
Yeah. Do you want to do yours first?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sagittarius.
Sagittarius.
Well, you know, you do have some positive qualities, Al.
Oh, good.
How about we do?
Let's start there.
We'll do negative, and then Kelly will close it off with some positivity.
Or point, counterpoint.
Funnier first.
Yeah. Maybe. Positive.
You want positive? Okay, yeah. Kelly. All right. Go ahead.
You're philosophical.
Duh.
Motion. Does that mean you move a lot?
I'm motion.
You're up for experimentation.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're optimistic.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Look at that.
That's Big Al Mack right there.
Those two are true.
But
okay.
But you're positive, Al. There's got to be negative.
What's side B?
Just for reference, some other famous Sagittarians are Miley Cyrus, uh-huh. Britney Spears, Sagittarius, Nicki Minaj.
Okay? Wow.
So remember those things.
Good company. Okay. And Alyssa Milano, too.
The one thing in common with these people?
Yeah.
Obnoxiousness.
Obnoxious?
Yeah. When Miley twerked, when Britney shaved her head and went batty, when Nicki wrote Truffle Butter, these were the choices of a Sagittarius.
Mm-hmm.
Reckless and stupid, Al, is what they're saying.
No, I wouldn't say reckless.
You had a kid at what, 17?
16, 17, okay. Yeah. You know, an outstanding young man.
The Sagittarius is also fond of saying, according to them, I'm not religious. I'm spiritual.
No,
is obnoxious.
I go to church. I don't go every Sunday, but I try to go to church.
So half of that is correct, you would say?
Yeah.
Positive half you say is correct.
Jenna, what are you?
I'm a Taurus.
Taurus.
Why don't you give us some examples of celebrity Tauruses?
Stubborn. I know I'm... stubborn's really the only thing I know.
A YouTube front man.
Accurate.
Who are some celebrity
Bono?
Tauruses?
Bono.
On your YouTube? Bono?
He's a Taurus, yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's the only one they gave me.
Okay. Well, among your positive traits, security. I guess you offer security. You have a subtle strength. You appreciate things. You're good at giving instruction. And you are patient.
Hmm.
I would say most of those are true, applicable to me. Yeah.
I think my girlfriend's Taurus, too, I think.
Bill's a Taurus.
Yeah.
She is.
She is.
Because her birthday's right around
mine. Okay.
Yeah.
It's between April 21st and May 21st.
Yes. All right.
Taurus.
Negative.
Negative.
All right.
Materialistic. The Taurus can be found at all hours of the day standing in front of a mirror trying to catch a slight imperfection. They will then try to apply the all-new market topical cream to address those blemishes. Once perfect, the Taurus will attend a nightclub and buy a fruity drink and sip while scoffing at his lessers or her lessers and their crappy fashion choices.
I will say I don't do that.
They are exceptionally boring people.
Oh.
Exceptionally boring?
Wow.
That's what they say about the Taurus.
I thought it was going to be more, argumentative or, stubborn, those negative things.
No, you didn't get that.
You're not.
Congratulations.
Absolutely not.
You're just materialistic and...
And very vain.
And vain, apparently, according to this.
All right. What about Kelly?
We'll go. Okay. Oh. We'll go with me first.
All right.
Oh, okay.
We'll go with Pisces.
All right.
Why not? Who's the famous Pisces besides you?
You got to save Kelly for last because she's the best.
Okay.
Oh, I am?
Yeah, Kelly, I think you're awesome.
Thanks.
All right, what is the fish?
These are people born between February 19th and March 20th. The Pisces, of course, a fish.
Yep.
Yeah. You can tell me
who
my
are the
positive.
Celebrities.
Oh, celebrity. The only one I got is Carrot Top.
All right. The positive.
He's the only celebrity Pisces.
That's the only one that gave me in the list.
All right.
There's a lot of fluctuation in the life.
Rihanna's also Pisces.
I guess with the waves, you fluctuate. You're able to fluctuate.
All right. Yeah.
You're very deep, imaginative, reactive.
Deep.
But indecisive.
Very indecisive.
He has a skateboard in the trunk of his car.
I don't know if I have a skateboard.
Deep.
That's deep. All right.
What's the negative?
Here's my negative.
Mr. Pisces.
Apparently, according to this...
Read it.
This article, the Pisces can't take a joke.
Oh, you do get a little... Your feathers get a little ruffled.
You got sensitive about baby blazer and...
Oh, that's not a joke. That's you guys attacking my style.
Your midriff.
Anytime you wear a medium shirt, you're always...
Read that again. Can't take a joke?
Yeah. Okay. They're overly sensitive. I am very sensitive.
Read one, first point again.
Mm-hmm. And tend to get triggered all too often. Mm. You know the type.
Who's going to come in here on Monday morning? Man, I almost got in a fight.
Who ate my oatmeal?
When did I say that?
Chase that car down the street.
They're the ones that heckle at comedy shows when the comedian tells an offensive joke. Then they go home and write a blog about it. Nah, I don't do that. I like comedians.
You do get in some Facebook wars.
It's fitting that they're represented by the fish because they're slimy and cold-blooded.
Oh, there you go.
Slimy and cold-blooded.
I may not take a joke very well, but I'm not cold-blooded.
No, you're not.
If you know a Pisces...
You haven't been put in a position yet. Maybe you have to be.
Always walk on eggshells because you're going to make them pout with a sarcastic joke or a harmless jab.
Yep. And who eats more hard-boiled eggs than you?
Yeah.
You.
So you're definitely walking on eggshells because I'm laying them down on the ground.
That's right.
All right, I'm an Aries.
That was painful.
Yeah, it's awful, right? Yeah. People born between March 21st and April 19th. And I know David Letterman's an Aries.
Is he? I didn't know.
And
that.
Ricky Schroeder.
Who's that?
Ricky Schroeder?
Silver Spoon.
He goes by Rick now, I believe.
So, technically you're an Aryan.
My sign characteristics, active. Demanding.
Yep, check.
These are positive?
These are just the sign characteristics. Okay. Determined.
Mm. That's a good one.
Effective.
You're effective, yes.
And ambitious.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ambitious. Ambitious Kelly. That's what we call her back up.
Would you call yourself ambitious Kelly?
No. I often ask myself, if I was more ambitious, I could be like freaking Oprah. But I'm just
right.
I'm just like, I'm cool with
you're happy.
I'm cool. This stuff kind of happened to me. This is all right.
But she doesn't want to do anything. Okay. What's
don't
the
want to do anything.
What's the negative on Aries?
Here's the negative.
Maybe that's it. I'm just okay.
And again, Kelly, I'm sorry. These are the negatives, according to the stars.
Obviously, they're the worst out of the bunch, or you wouldn't have saved it.
Hitler was an Aries.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And that makes sense, they say. They like to throw hissy fits when things don't go their way.
Absolutely, I admit to that.
I mean, come on now.
Oh, that's a TV theme show song!
Good God.
This tends to make everyone think they have a dominant personality because their tantrums are especially loud and domineering.
Yep.
But in reality, it's only a tantrum.
That's right.
They only need a hit of Biddy and make some warm milk and take a nap.
That's a binky.
Maybe you should have translated this for the American audience.
Yeah, thank you.
Also, the plural of Aries is Aryans.
Aryans? No, it's not.
Oh, wow.
Which is exceptionally creepy by itself.
Wow. Let's do, just for giggles, let's do Psycho Shannon back in the button-pushing room.
Okay, Shannon, what is your sign?
I'm a Cancer.
Hey, girl, what's your sign?
When's your birthday?
People born between June 21st and July 22nd.
I'm July 16th.
Okay.
Shannon says she's a Cancer. Okay.
You experience a lot of emotion. You're diplomatic. You have intensity. You're impulsive, but you are selective.
Huh.
Are you selective?
She's not very selective. Okay.
All right. All right. Tom Cruise is a Cancer.
Okay.
So that's cool. That's your famous person.
Okay.
Remember that kid in high school? This is the negative.
Uh-huh.
Remember that kid in high school who wallowed in sorrow?
Shannon?
And liked to cry in the bathroom?
Shannon?
Shannon's told me she did that in the past.
Oh, yeah.
No, I didn't.
Shannon's done that.
Well, they were probably a Cancer. They retreat to their little crab shells when they get their little feelings hurt.
Uh-huh. Little? Why do they have to be little feelings?
Which Why are they belittling her, you cold, slimy fish?
I'm just reading. Which happens a lot and usually explodes in a horrible fashion in time. Mm-hmm. Nobody likes them. They're sad.
No, we all like Shannon.
I like you, Shannon.
I didn't cry in the bathroom in high school. I joined the Asian club.
How you going to join the Asian club?
You're like the...
The only ones that would talk to her.
What's the lady from the NAACP? Weren't you the president of the, Rachel, of the Asian club?
No.
Rachel Dolezal. Oh, okay.
They didn't acknowledge me, but I joined the club.
What's right before... Do we have time to do one more?
Sure. I have all of them right in front of you.
What's right before Cancer, Shannon? You may know this.
Gemini.
Gemini, that's like...
I got the chart right
here. Gemini?
That's May 21st to June 20th.
That's Blake Shelton. Okay.
Oh, you want to know what Blake Shelton is?
Okay. Yeah. Give me the positive on Blake Shelton.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's me.
Yeah.
Communication, indecision. These aren't necessarily... These are just character traits.
Yeah.
Indecision, inquisitive, intelligent, and changeable.
Whoa.
All right.
Other famous Gemini. Iggy Azalea.
Huh. Okay.
Here's the negative on your boy Blake Shelton, Alan. Right. I'm sorry. They have a dual personality. On one hand, he fancies himself a genius voice of his generation.
Voice. Huh.
He would.
Yeah.
On the other, he's a complete moron.
No. Not my boy Blake.
One of these ends up being the truth. Wily and unpredictable, the Gemini loves to make people around them feel uncomfortable.
Wow.
You made me feel pretty
They have zero tact, grace, or concept of self-awareness.
No, that's all wrong.
No, well, it's
you know him so well.
Yeah.
It's interesting that my ex-boyfriend's a Gemini.
Is that pretty true, Jenna?
Yeah.
Blake Shelton's birthday is tomorrow. I'm celebrating.
You and Blake Shelton have a lot in common with the negatives of the...
We get along.
...of the Zodiac.
I know me, Blake and I would get along just fine.
Yeah, I mean, we get along. Based on this...
Just fine.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, dude, you're taking me there. You're taking me there right now.
Look at that. Oh, that's a good wave right there.
Oh, yeah. No seaweed. Uh-uh. Oh, man.
You could listen to that from your hotel room.
Oh, yeah.
Once we send you to Mexico to the Hard Rock Hotel Riviera Maya.
Yeah.
Trip a day is coming up in less than an hour, and if you haven't signed up, this is what you're going to miss out on. Listen, right here.
Look at that girl in that bikini, man.
Ooh-wee.
Man.
People buy alarm clocks with these noises. You don't need that. It's for free.
That's not a noise. That's ambiance.
That's what they call the adult section at the Hard Rock. Heaven. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. Sign up at KidNation.com if you want to be one of three names being called in less than an hour.
Yep.
And also, love letters to Kelly's coming up.
Great.
I need some advice there. And from Disney's new movie Inside Out, Mindy Kaling's going to be calling the show in just over an hour.
All right.
That was an abrupt end to the music.
Congratulations.
Yay.
To those Golden State Warriors, man.
How about them Golden State Warriors, Big Al Mac?
James brings it up the floor, gets away, sets. Nice fake, gets a good open look, and misses the three. Rebound Iguodala, foul from behind with 10.6 remaining, and that will do it. A little bit of a scare here down the final couple of minutes, and the dream season is now complete. The Golden State Warriors are the 2015 NBA champions. Their first title in 40 years. And how sweet it must be for those crazy loyal Bay Area fans.
40 years since the last time since Golden State won the NBA championship.
Mm-hmm.
And they took it home last night. Cleveland gave it a good run, Jenna.
I'm glad
That's your team.
I'm glad I got my new Cavs hat.
Didn't you just get it this week?
Yeah.
LeBron, you know, he did great, but he couldn't do it by himself.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Yeah,
it was tough.
Kelly,
right.
It's like
it's
two of their best players got hurt in the playoffs, and then it was up to one person, you know?
Did you watch the game, Kel?
No, I didn't see any of it.
Any of it?
Uh-uh.
It's the NBA championship, not even one game?
No.
I would have liked to have seen it go seven games, personally. I just like a game seven.
Right.
I kind of figured they would win, you know, Golden State would win, but it would have been nice to see them probably win at home, right? Well, you know, in game seven.
Sure,
exciting.
Sure.
And it was a big big sports day yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially for a Tuesday. You don't expect this on a Tuesday.
I loved that I got to watch the women's U.S. team play in the World Cup before the basketball game.
Yeah, the women's U.S. team beat Nigeria. 1-0.
The goal was great. Then Nigeria was down.
Yeah.
A corner kick, right?
Yeah, they got a red card, so they were down 10 players.
But Nigeria gave the U.S. A run for their money. But
when I first turned the game on, I was like, which team is U.S. and which one's Nigeria? Oh, never mind.
Rapinoe to the middle, run made. And there's one. Wamba, 1-0 U.S.
I love watching the ladies play.
It was a great goal, yeah.
And I love
it's
watching
intense
them.
Intense right now.
And I was so torn on who to cheer for because when we did our Ancestry.com DNA deal, I'm partially Nigerian, we found out.
Yeah.
So I was like, wow, should I go for the motherland? You know,
right.
Where I'm from, or the USA, who has my citizenship now?
Yeah. It's tough, Al. That's like what I have to battle with when I watch Mexico.
I feel you. Yeah. I can relate.
It's different, though, because you actually grew up in Mexico.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I mean, there could have been some of my relatives out there.
Of course, Al. You know. Yeah, you call your family over there all the time.
Did you see Fallon last night, man?
By the way, the U.S. team is going to move on to the next round.
You sat up late enough to watch Fallon.
Hey, Kelly, I'm all over it. I was actually watching a basketball game. Basketball game didn't go off until close to midnight.
Yeah. Oh, crazy people.
That's the horrible thing about the playoffs and the NBA is they start so dang late.
Yeah, and then you want to watch the interviews, and they had Steph Curry and his daughter. Anyway.
So you caught some of Fallon?
Yeah. Jeb Bush was on Fallon last night. Is he the current governor of Florida or former governor of Florida? Anyway, he was on Fallon last night announcing that he had just thrown his hat in the ring for president.
Okay.
And so he decided to slow jam the news with Jimmy Fallon.
Yesterday in Miami, I formally announced my candidacy for President of the United States. I thought long and hard about this decision, and after careful consideration, I determined that now was the right time to launch my campaign for the Republican nomination. Oh, yeah. The governor thought long and hard about joining the GOP race. After months of being a total caucus tease, Jeb finally made up his mind and quit beating around the bush.
Jeb really wants to get in the White House, but not as bad as Obama wants out.
That is great.
Go check that out on YouTube. It's really good. It's actually really good.
Jeb Bush, fluent in Spanish. Do you know that?
Married to
a Hispanic
woman.
Yeah, it helps if you're in Miami.
Fluent.
Yeah.
I heard him.
Who is his son that's so hot? He's got some hot son that ran for like railroad commissioner or treasurer just to get his foot in the door.
Mm-hmm. Is his last name Bush?
Isn't it P? His name is P?
P. Bush?
I'm going blank.
Hold on. P. Bush?
His initial, like that George W. is something P.
P. Bush?
Swaggy P.
George P. Bush.
I think it's Swaggy P.
What's his name?
Swaggy P.
Swaggy P. Bush.
Is it George P?
George P.
Master P. Bush?
George P.
Are you doing P?
He has two sons, George P. Bush and John Ellis Bush Jr.
Yeah, George P. He's like in. He's going to carry on the Bush legacy.
Yeah.
The next generation.
All right.
Ellis Bush.
Okay, y'all.
Okay.
Sunday is Father's Day. We know this, right? There's a few things that you...
I forgot, actually. Thanks.
Did you forget?
Yeah.
Sunday is Father's Day.
Okay. You've got two fathers you're supposed to honor.
Right.
Right.
You haven't even remembered. There's no way you're going to get their presents to them in time now.
Right. Kelly, plenty of time.
To Mexico?
Anyway, I'm going to give you guys a few gift ideas for Father's Day. And, you know, I want Kid Nation to get involved, too. So go to KidNation.com. Tell us a great story about your dad. Be funny, sad, inspiring, happy, whatever.
Okay.
Maybe we can hook you up with $100 from the Home Depot. Now,
nice.
My favorite store of all time is the Home Depot. I live in an apartment, but I still find a need to go to the Home Depot at least once a week.
You tried to build a deck at your old house.
I built a deck.
You
yeah.
You built the bench sitting outside our studio.
Yeah,
you
build things, right, and then people come behind him and make it better. But
yeah,
he does do
of course.
It.
Yeah.
I build stuff. I went to Home Depot last week. I bought a trailer hitch. I bought some washers and a floor fan, a little orange fan that sits on the floor.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm always at Home Depot, man. I could just go in there for an hour, just like you are with Target. I can go to Home Depot.
You're very well known in the wood department.
Thank you very much.
Did you make your glasses?
Yes, they are made out of wood glass material.
Okay, good.
Anyway, I'm going to give you some gift ideas for dad, things that every dad wants.
Okay.
All right, every dad has to have a few of these things, but since we don't have sound effects for these tools, I'm going to get Trey from the man room to come in here and make some of these sound effects, if you would, Trey.
Oh, yes.
We have some production problems in here.
We had a breakdown.
Hurry up, Trey. We're running late.
We'll go. Just start.
All right. First of all, every dad needs... Trey, you make these sound effects, all right? Let's
hang
go
on.
Down the list right here.
Trey's a production guy.
Wow.
And the production broke.
Yes.
So.
Every dad needs a circular saw.
That's a dentist drill.
That sounds like Al's phone.
That's good enough. That's
all right, good. So you
why?
Need that.
Why? My daddy doesn't need a circular
yes,
saw.
Yes, he does, Kelly.
No, he doesn't.
If he wants to cut some wood, yes, he does.
He doesn't cut wood.
This is Al's list, Kelly.
Yeah, thank you. Every dad needs a power drill.
Yeah, that's true.
What, how'd you do that, Trey?
You can use that as a screwdriver, too.
You can use it as a screwdriver. You can fasten stuff, you know, with the nuts.
I'm with you on that, but not on the circular saw. The circular saw was
stupid. Well, this is my... Hey, you do your list.
You could play cowboys with your son.
Where do you keep your circular saw in your high-rise apartment, Al?
I keep it under the truck, under the seat of my truck.
Go steal it. It's open.
Dad needs a shop vac.
Is that the same as a dustbuster?
I don't know.
It's more power on a dustbuster. But you know, when you're sawing and drilling, you get sawdust, so you need to be able to clean up. All right. Every dad also needs a weed eater. Trey.
What if daddy has a lawn service?
Yeah.
Well, you have to come back behind him every once in a while and clean, you know, do a little touch up.
Weed eater, I would have gone.
You can get all this stuff at Home Depot for about $100 or so. Also, a small electric. A small gas generator. You get one for like $150. We got it. Like I said, go to KidNation.com. Tell us a great story about your dad. It could be funny, sad, inspiring, happy, whatever. We'll read the best ones on the air, and you could win one of these gifts or just a Home Depot $100 gift card from the Home Depot, just in time for Father's Day.
Whatever happened to like a pair of socks?
Nope, tools.
They sell those at Home Depot, I bet.
They sure
the ones mm-hmm.
They
like
sell work gloves.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Al got me work gloves when he got me my tools.
If all else fails, a gift card to Home Depot, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Trey, thank you so much for the noises, buddy. Bringing it.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Your chance to have yourself a Merry Swiftmas in July is coming. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
That's pretty cool right there.
Mm-hmm.
But quick update. We did the worst signs, the zodiac signs, the worst qualities of them.
Yeah.
And I said, apparently on the list they had Hitler as an Aries. He was not an Aries. He missed it by a day, Kelly, so you don't have that in common with him.
So your list was flawed.
That's good to know, right? And also,
I didn't take it personally, actually.
I would hate to be, you know...
There's a lot of horrible people.
I know there are.
Born on a day. It has nothing to do with you.
Coink-a-dink.
And don't forget to go sign up for a trip a day. That's coming up in half an hour. You want to be one of those three names called so you could play on the clock for Hard Rock? Just go to KidNation.com and sign up. We could be calling your name in 30 minutes. You ready, Kelly?
Yes.
It is Wednesday, and Kelly is our love expert.
That's right.
And that's why we do...
Love Letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am, Jenna. Thank you.
Can you teach a grown man gratitude? I'm engaged to a spoiled, rotten man. He's always been a mama's boy, and it's disgusting at times. I had to train him to pick up after himself and rinse off his dishes and do little things like that around the house, but the training continues. I think he's used to being waited on hand and foot, and a lot of times showing gratitude slips his mind. I've gotten used to not being told thank you a lot of times, but it bothers me when we're out in public and he's rude to people who serve him. I feel like he's a 5-year-old in a grown man's body, and it's so frustrating. Otherwise, he's good-looking and successful and everything I want. He's just a jerk at times. How do I get the mama's boy out of my husband and hopefully baby daddy-to-be? Sharon, why are you engaged to him?
Oh, yeah. I wonder if girls notice that their guys
are
jerks, and they do.
Things. And the way a man or a woman treats people who serve them, like in a, you know, in the wait staff or whatever, says so much about their character.
Yeah, but that would have been a deal breaker for me from the get-go.
Yeah, I don't, it makes me uncomfortable. And you sit there, do you want to live a life of embarrassment, or are you just going to stay at home all the time?
And Kelly, would you agree that as the years progress,
it gets worse.
He's going to get worse.
Oh, yeah. He had something his mama should have taught him when he was a little boy.
Oh, yeah.
And you're not going to be able to teach him as a grown woman. This is when you decide if you want to make babies with this person. Yeah. Sometimes it's a hard decision I have to make that this isn't working out. And man, I hate to get back on Tinder, and I hate to, you know, get back out there in the dating scene.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're not married to him yet, and you're not going to change him.
Yeah.
You accept somebody for you have to accept the whole package, and this is part of his package.
Right.
So, you know, if you're telling you're convincing yourself the good outweighs the bad, but that's a big bad.
That's a big settle.
The way he treats people,
Can you imagine if he treats your kids that way?
Well, he doesn't
and this is the father
himself.
Of your children?
Imagine how it's going to be when kids are making a mess.
No, you're too starry-eyed. You're not looking at it logically.
Yeah.
Because it's hard.
Following your heart.
To leave.
It is hard, and it does suck to be by yourself.
Yeah. So you say bye.
It does.
Bye, Felipe.
But then after a while, you know, it sucks a little less, and you kind of get used to it.
Yeah, it's true.
Amen.
Bye, Felipe. That's my male version of bye, Felipe.
Bye, Felipe.
Bye, Felipe.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
This is deep. I've got some big drama going on at work, Kelly. I really messed up the other day, and somehow my boss is convinced that my coworker did it. Now, I didn't tell my boss that my coworker did it, but I haven't stepped up and said it was me either. I'm pretty sure it's big enough to get someone fired, but I can't afford to lose my job. I have a wife who is due to have our first baby in a month and a half. The guy that's in trouble right now is single and practically mooches off of his girlfriend as it is, so it's not really the end of the world if he gets the boot. Am I a horrible person for looking out for my family? I really don't have any other option.
Wow, that's so tough.
Yeah, it's pretty horrible. I mean, it's horrible. If you can potentially call somebody, you're taking food off their table.
Right.
I mean, that's horrible. Yes, you're horrible. That's what he asked.
What should he do?
He didn't ask me if he should do the right thing, okay, did he? He just said, did he?
Well, he just asked,
am I horrible?
He's asking.
Yeah. It's horrible.
It is horrible.
And I could see. And this is going to come back. I do believe that.
Karma.
You know, karma is like an out there thing. But when you put good out, good comes back. And I think put bad out, eventually you're going to pay the price for that. The guilt alone will be enough to tear at you. You'll be living with that. If nothing else, let's say nothing, nobody else in the outside world finds out about it. But the guilt you're going to feel eating at your insides every day, is it worth that price?
But can you see where he's coming from, where he's got a wife and kids? Yeah, he's extremely scared.
But you got to be an adult, and it sucks sometimes to be an adult. Man, I hate being an adult sometimes.
It's hard. Yeah.
I really do. I wish I could just let somebody else make all my decisions for me.
Either you need to go ahead and man up and tell your boss that you did it and see what the consequences are going to be, or wait on us to do the bit called, have you ever gotten somebody fired for something that you
did? Yeah.
Because we will do that bit eventually.
Here's the thing, and if you go tell your boss and you show that you're honest, and how much time has passed now? Yeah,
now you're ruining it
because you're waiting. If you would have done it right away and gone, hey, man, I screwed up. I did it. Your boss may feel bad for you enough to say, hey.
We had a guy blow up an oil rig the other day. Wasn't it something like that?
Yeah, and cost the company hundreds of millions of dollars.
And he didn't lose his job.
Right.
Because
honesty will get you a long way sometimes.
You know, it's a gamble you take, but you can't put it on somebody else.
No, you can't. Go tell your boss.
All right, Zach, there you have
it. Good luck.
That's a tough one, Kelly. That's a tough one.
Being an adult sucks. It really does.
Yep.
If you want to write a love letter to Kelly because being an adult sucks, go to KidNation.com. We have a tab set up. We might read it on air next week or the week after that. We'll get around to it.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Kelly, are you working hard on that Showbiz Top 5?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy, I am.
Oh, boy.
Didn't really answer the question.
I am. Yeah, yes, sir.
Mindy Kaling from Disney's new movie Inside Out is calling us. That's exciting.
Yeah.
About 35 minutes away from her.
I wonder if I can squeeze in a movie with my kid this weekend.
That movie looks so good.
I'm telling you, Rotten Tomatoes giving Inside Out 100% positive reviews.
Oh, then I definitely have to watch it. Father's Day is this weekend.
Yeah, it is.
Don't forget. Al just reminded us. Thank you, Al.
Thank you. Very nice of you. You're quite welcome.
So there's a heart-tugging new ad from Angelsoft. With an unexpected twist. Angelsoft.
Angelsoft toilet paper. Great. That is my chosen toilet paper brand.
It's not called Angelsoft just because it's not.
Soft as an angel?
It's great.
It's just the best toilet paper ever.
It's a two-minute commercial. Grown children wish a happy Father's Day to single moms who raised them.
My father passed away when I was 3. There was 4 of us kids within 5 years. So my mom had to raise 4 kids by herself.
My mom was a single mother, so she raised both of us completely by herself, which is, I'm sorry.
I don't know how she raised 3 boys on her own with such grace.
I've definitely seen her try to juggle both mom, dad, and, you know, everything else that she had to be for herself.
She did all of it. And she did it all as though she was 2 people.
But she was tough, huh? She was not a joke.
Anything that needs help, a person, a thing, an animal, she will find it and she will nurse it back to health. That's my mom. She really is like the most amazing mother, but she was really an incredible father. Mm. Like truly incredible.
Mom, I hope you have a beautiful day. And I love you from the bottom of my heart, and I'm thankful for everything you've done for me. Happy Father's Day, Mom.
Oh,
what?
Mama, feliz día del padre.
Hi, Mom.
Shout out.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day, Mama.
Happy Father's Day, Mom.
Hurry up, get to the end of this.
Mom. Mom.
I think we get
Happy
it.
Father's Day.
Okay, Kelly. Okay. So, hold on. Hold your horses, Kelly.
Make sure.
Hold your horses.
And I love Angel Saw.
I know.
I will continue to watch this, but this is bad.
Toilet paper.
Hold your horses. If you're a dad wondering where your commercial is, reps for Angel Soft say they meant no disrespect by acknowledging single and divorced mothers on Father's Day. Here's what they said.
Kick dads down on the only day they get a year?
One day.
Hey, don't poo on their ad and then wipe it.
You save those for Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah.
There are a lot of... Why would you do that?
They say, we celebrate families in all forms, shapes, and sizes.
Bull crap. They're celebrating single moms on Father's Day?
Our vision is that this is...
Father's Day mom?
The first series of unique stories we'll be sharing.
Oh,
dads also play an important role and exemplify those traits of being soft and strong every day.
Oh, that is so wrong. Dads get one day a year, and Angel Soft's got to... Oh, that's
I'm the product of a single mother, and to me, I would
you
not do that.
You had a man there.
And
you
I had a man there.
That filled in.
But, yeah. But there's Mother's
there's
Day
Mother's
for that.
Day.
There is Mother's Day for that. That is bad. I will continue to use Angel Soft. I promise you that.
I know you will.
I am very upset about that.
So don't forget.
That is not good.
Don't forget, we're trying to give away some Home Depot gift cards to the Home Depot to celebrate Father's Day. So please go to KidNation.com and tell us an inspiring story about your dad.
Or your mom.
Dad.
Yeah, it's diminishing the role of the man in
it
the
really
household.
Is.
That's not cool, Angel Soft.
If I'm watching this, I'm like, ouch, as a dad? I'm like, but this is Dad's Father's
Happy
Day.
Happy Father's Day, Mom.
Dad.
And then it puts you in a no-win because then it's like, oh, you don't appreciate the single mom.
No, we do.
I know.
Yeah,
but what I'm saying
Mother's
is
it's called Father's Day.
About it.
It's not called Mother that stepped in for Father on Father's Day. It's called Father's Day. So
create a new holiday, Single Mom's Day.
Mother's Day was last month or 2 months ago. When was it?
May.
So, yeah, a couple. We just had Mother's Day.
So go to KidNation.com and tell us a great story about your dad. Dad.
So well, no mom's
so bad.
And if you need more ideas for dad, check out HomeDepot.com.
But I am a single mom, and that makes me mad.
Yeah.
My daughter
you are a single mom.
My daughter wished me Happy Mother's Day.
Hey, Kelly.
She doesn't have to go in and thank me for Father's Day, too. This is ridiculous.
Let us just have one day.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of absent fathers out there.
Crappy.
I get that.
There are a lot of crap dads.
Don't thank the crap dads then. Just don't thank mom on Father's Day.
And there's some like me that maybe have been crappy at some point in time in their life, and then they try to get it together later. So
Al, you're only crappy for like 15 years.
Thank you, Jason.
Yeah, you're good now.
So, you know, just let us have one day. In fact, it doesn't even have to be all day. Mom is probably going to go to dinner with y'all on Father's Day anyway. So just let us have 2-3 hours on Father's Day. Let's call it Father's 4 hours. You don't have to call it Father's Day. Call it 4 hours for Father.
So, Kelly, you don't want me to play the clip of Emma Kelly wishing you Happy Father's Day?
You don't have that.
Oh, man.
So mad.
I see where they're going, but I don't get it. I know you're trying to pander to the moms.
Yeah, they're panicking because that's the person that's out there buying the toilet.
Exactly.
Right.
And that's what's
I
not
get
cool
that.
About that.
See,
you should have done that on Mother's Day.
Exactly.
Anytime your mom gets hers, hi, mom, all the signs on the sidelines or wherever. Hi, mom. You never see hi, dad. Let us just have 3-4 hours on Father's Day. This Sunday is Father's Day, all right?
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I'm joy. This is sadness. That's anger.
What?
This is disgust. And that's fear.
Ah!
We're Riley's emotions.
Woo-hoo! Yay!
These are Riley's memories. They're mostly happy, you'll notice, not to brag.
Joining us on the phone to promote Inside Out, which is getting 100% on RottenTomatoes.com as of now, right, Kelly?
100% as of this
crazy.
Morning.
And looking right in that new haircut is Mindy Kaling. How you
Hi,
doing,
guys.
Mindy?
What's up?
Good morning. Very excited you mentioned my haircut. Thank you.
You're looking hot, Mindy.
Whoa, this got real sexy real fast.
No hair to make a decision like that. I mean, was that a spur of the moment thing, or did you really have to stress over it?
No, I kind of planned it for a while, but I do this every summer. I just have that kind of like boyfriend nightmare thing where I'm just like, I'm going to cut off all my hair. And then I just did.
Were you in a dark place or something? Because I know I tend to do that. I'm like, dye my hair dark when I'm heartbroken.
You know, I wasn't heartbroken. I think that this is kind of my like new lease on life. I was like, oh, I'm going to have a summer sexy time life. I can't have all this hair.
Right.
Well, I like it. You inspire me to maybe cut mine off.
Mm. Really?
Thank you. Good. If I can have that impact on women, I would love that. Weirdly, well, though, my character in the movie has the same haircut, so my friends thought I was just trying to copy her.
There you go.
It works out for the movie promotion, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How did it work? I'm sorry. How did it work out that you got the character or the emotion of disgust in this movie?
I think it's because she sounds like a mean 13-year-old girl, and that is kind of the character that I've played for the past 12 years of my life.
Right?
Like everything I do.
And it does seem to be the most dominant character trait for most 13-year-old girls.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And then as you guys can hear talking to you, I sound like a 13-year-old girl. So, yes, it sort of was a little bit of a no-brainer, and I wasn't insulted, and I said yes.
You have the youthful voice. That's a good thing, you know. You sound good. Your birthday's – happy early birthday, by the way.
Yes, next week.
Yeah, what are you going to do for your birthday, Mindy?
Now I feel old as hell. Wait, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
Well, last year I went to Vegas, and I feel like after you've done Vegas – and I, like, blew it out in Vegas. I, like, did everything you could do. So now I don't know. I think I'm just going to hang out at home and watch Orange is the New Black or something.
There you go. Maybe do one of those Zen retreats with your girlfriends.
Oh, yeah, where we, like, go and, like, have an epiphany and, like, we like, closer. Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. Are you hanging out with a bunch of celebrities right now? Who's your closest friend?
I'm not hanging out with a bunch of celebrities, but I am hanging out with friends. Who's my closest friend in life?
Yeah, do you still hang out with your friends from, like, back in the day?
Just like George Clooney, like all these 11.
George and Amal.
10 actors. Elliot Gould.
Elliot Gould. Okay, let's go random.
And Minnie, you must be very excited about probably the peak of your career designing a cheeseburger.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I heard that you're curating a burger for the burger chain. Umami, how do you say it?
Yeah. So part of being a glamorous actress is, like, sometimes cheeseburger companies ask you to design a cheeseburger. And so I said, like, not since Jared and Subway has there been such a great collaboration. So I'm doing a because I like really spicy food, so it has, like, sriracha and, like, other stuff. And, like, a portion of the proceeds is going to go to charity. So I thought, like, this is a win-win.
Awesome.
That is so great.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here looking at your picture online, Mindy, and did you ever find the urge to try to portray yourself as a black person and try to be the president of the NAACP? I'll hang up and listen.
I'm glad we brought up this very topical issue. That now while I'm promoting Inside Out, like, I should really come out strong with, like, an opinion about that.
Yeah.
I think that's good for my career and, like, just, like, a good thing to talk about and for your listeners to hear from me. So.
If it makes you feel better, I want to crawl into the table right now, Mindy.
Do you want us to kick Al out of the studio,
yes,
Mindy? We'll do that.
No, yeah. Al's got to do his job. His name is Big Al Mac.
Thank you, Mindy. Thank you, baby girl.
Well, Mindy, in the movie, you know, it is talking about this 11-year-old girl and all of her emotions, that kind of thing. What were you like when you were 11?
I was like the silent, chubby girl that was, like, staring at everybody that didn't talk. I didn't talk until I was, like, 15 years old. That's true. I was very shy.
Did you write a lot, since that's how you got your start? Did you express in writing from a young age?
Yes. I was just a very, like, obedient, quiet kid, so the only thing I did, my parents really allowed me to do, was to write and read, and so that's what I kind of did until I was a teenager.
Do you have that one moment where you can point out and go, that's when I broke out of my shell? Do you have that moment? Can you remember it, or is it just something that evolved?
I think I was 15 years old, and I think I made my dad laugh. And then I started, I thought, like, oh, that seems easier than doing sports. Like, I'll do that.
That's the thing.
Funny. Yeah.
But that's the thing about girls who are funny. It's like you're always told men don't like funny women, and that kind of suppress you, your need to be funny. It doesn't seem like it.
I've always gotten crazy action being exactly how I am.
There you go.
All right.
Look at Mindy Kaling getting some action.
Yeah, buddy.
I love how Mindy described herself when she was an intern for Conan O'Brien. You said you're less of a make copies intern and more of a stock Conan kind of intern.
Did I say that?
Yeah, well, you allegedly said that.
The internet said it, Mindy, so it's true.
It's got to be true.
Is that true or not?
I guess if I said it, I guess what I was maybe trying to say was how much I admired him, but I was not a very good intern, that's for sure.
How do you go about getting those? Because those are really tough to get, those internships.
Yeah. Well, I think it was pretty straightforward because I don't have any connections in the industry or anything, so I wrote a letter to the intern coordinator, which I just found online, You know, this is 1999, and I just wrote them a letter, and I said I'd really love to do this. And then I I drove down to New York City from New Hampshire, where I went to college, and did an interview, and found out like 2 days later.
Wow.
There you go. Man.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Sometimes it is that simple. When it's meant to be, I think doors just naturally open.
It just happens.
You just have to take a step in that direction.
Yeah, it's hard, though, because I think some young people get discouraged. Like, they feel like they have to have a lot of, like, you know, parents that are in the business and things like that. But I'm the kind of living example that you don't.
Yeah.
Well, I'm very excited. The Mindy Project, you know, we were kind of disappointed for a hot minute when we heard it was dropped by Fox, but then it got picked up by Hulu. Is that going to give you a little bit more freedom, you know, with the storylines once it goes online like that?
Well, with Hulu, we still have, like, advertisers on the show, and mm-hmm. I think that a lot of advertisers, they when they sign up for things, they don't want it to be, like, you know,
too risque.
Crazy offensive or crazy risque. And honestly, like, our show is pretty risque for a network show anyway, so I don't think there was too much else that we'd, like, want to do. But I think it's going to be nice because they don't have to be, like, 20 minutes long. You know, usually, you know, when you're on a network show, the time your episodes are, they're super short.
Yeah.
So they can be a little bit longer.
And you can curse now, right?
Well, we do a little light cursing.
Yeah.
Oh, light
nice.
Potty mouth Mindy.
Just like mom.
And I know you're busy, Mindy. And before we let you go, you said you have a crush for exactly 1 month and then it's gone. Who's it on right now?
My crush right now.
Yeah.
You know, I just did an interview with George Stephanopoulos like about half an hour ago, and he's pretty crush worthy.
Wow. He's very dreamy.
Maybe we'll be the crush after she gets done with our interview.
No, I doubt it. No? It's definitely not going to be Al.
How's that going?
Well, we're excited. I've got a little girl. We're so excited to see the new movie Inside Out, which opens this Friday. Thank you, Mindy Kaling.
Thanks, guys.
Love talking to you.
Yay. Bye.
Bye, Mindy.
Oh, Al.
I think we have Al.
What?
Now she hates us.
You know what just happened with her brother?
No, I didn't.
Her brother applied online at college and pretended to be black, remember? And she came out against him, saying that it was insensitive.
Did you research?
Keep up, Al.
I'm sitting there looking at
the brother?
No.
She wasn't mad at it. She's like, Big Al's doing his job, thinking Big Al's being all clever.
You can't ask the Rudy's real political questions because they can't answer
them.
It's the top story, but it's polarizing.
The good news is Mindy Kaling thinks Al is clever.
I know, right?
That's great.
I bet she thought you were alluding to her brother.
No, not y'all.
Yeah.
I thought that's what she was getting at.
I
was like under the table. I was like, oh, no.
Y'all need to recognize the genius.
Oh, no. Now how do we move on from this, Al?
Hard-hitting questions from Al.
Yeah, this guy.
What I do.
Mindy, are you pro-life or pro-choice?
Me and George Stephanopoulos.
Yeah.
Got those hard-hitting questions, girl.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
No, no, honey, I'm good. I could have another, but I probably should not.
Good news, we're giving away 3 great packages to see this guy right here, Andy Grammer, and his friends MKTO and more as Raising Cane's presents K2M3. Now, each package will include round-trip tickets for 2 on Southwest Airlines. We got a one-night stay hotel stay and 2 VIP meet-and-greet concert tickets for you. Going to get to meet Andy Grammer, MKTO, the rest of the acts, and you'll get to hang out with us in the VIP section.
That's worth a lot of money.
Almost $2,000, Big Al Mac.
Wow.
That's how much money it's worth.
I can't afford that.
Well, maybe you have $10 to spare.
I do. I can't afford that.
If you can donate $10 to Kids, Kids, and Music Meets Medicine, you'll get 1 entry to win one of these 3 prize packages.
Wow. So for every $10 that I donate, I'll get an entry to win.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. I got it.
No purchase necessary. Visit the website for alternate means of entry. Again, kidnation.com is where you can do that. Thank you. It's going to be such a fun show. I can't wait. Mm-hmm. So I've been getting a lot of congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations, though.
Even BioDad all the way in Mexico sent me a text message basically saying.
You're my boy, man.
What did he say?
He goes, Kinsey, I'll translate. Kinsey, Jose, Kaysen, and Chloe, big hug for you. Congratulations on the new addition to the team. A big family is always a happy family.
Oh, man, that's nice.
Now.
You have names picked out yet?
I brought this up during the break, and Kelly goes, oh, it's my sister-in-law got engaged.
Yeah, so maybe they meant it. Yeah. Congratulations to the new brother-in-law entering the family.
So I'm like, okay, maybe that. And then more congratulations start rolling in on my text. Congratulations. We're so happy for you guys.
Would you rather have 2 girls and 1 boy or 2 boys and 1 girl?
I'm like, why are people so happy for me? It's just a brother-in-law that I'm acquiring, right? And then the baby one started coming in, Al.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to meet your new baby. Oh, you're going to have such a wonderful family. And now I'm freaking out because I should know about these things. if I'm going to have babies.
Yeah.
So I asked Elena to call my wife, and she's on the line right now to explain what is going on in my world.
Congratulations, Kenzie.
Oh, thank you, but there's nothing to congratulate me for.
Why are people saying congratulations on the babies?
Because I lay in bed every morning when I first get up and look at my Facebook memories, and I saw that 4 years ago today that we announced that we were going to be parents.
Okay.
So I commented on it and said, oh, look at all this love and something else. And then all my friends started texting me and saying, wait, I'm so confused. Are you pregnant?
So we're not pregnant.
That was my own fault because I commented on something from 4 years ago.
When you comment an old post, it automatically bumps it up on your timeline.
So it looks like you shared something more recent, like today you made an announcement, but it was just resharing an announcement from 4 years ago.
Yeah.
I wonder if this happens a lot.
I don't like these Facebook memories.
I loved them until now.
Why? I don't.
I love it. I do. It makes me reminisce.
Well, now people think we're having a baby. Now we're going to have one.
Well, now you know you're not, so it's okay.
So we're not having a baby.
We're going to have to have one.
We're clear?
Maybe a Virgin Islands baby?
No.
Just kidding.
She wants a vacation.
She wants a vacation and a baby. You ask a lot.
Oh, okay. Well, Kenzie, congratulations on your happy, healthy family.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And on the new brother-in-law.
Yeah. Congratulations to my sister-in-law. She got engaged. That's what I thought it was at first.
Yeah.
Okay, babe, thank you.
All right.
We're not getting pregnant.
Bye. Yeah.
All right. Thank you for not getting pregnant.
See,
these Facebook memory things are great to reminisce when you have a lot of good memories.
It's good.
You know what I mean? But for a lot of people, I see them post things like, I don't want to be reminded of this great vacation I had a year ago with a guy that broke up with me.
And right.
It's that kind of thing. If you've had a hard few years, Facebook memories aren't fun.
Or what if,
turn it off, right? You can.
I don't know. Mine's not on.
It.
I don't know why.
Yeah, I enabled it.
And I have mine on.
I think you can disable it.
But I don't think it pops up like so you guys could see my memories. I think I would have to
share it
like Kenzie did.
Like it just pops up for that person.
Like my wife did.
Yeah, if you like or comment, then it's in a news feed.
Because if you're dating somebody new, or somebody else has to do it, if you're dating somebody new and they post on a memory that you know, they like the picture of you and your ex-boyfriend, then your new boyfriend could see that.
Oh.
And then he thinks you're creeping.
Or it just creates, you know, a bad seed in the head, I guess.
Because nobody looks at the date. You just look at the post.
Right.
Oh.
Man. Okay, feeling a little relief right now?
I'm feeling so relieved right now.
Now you got to call everybody and tell them you're not pregnant and disappoint them all.
Or go ahead and get pregnant.
No. Shannon, no. Baby talks. I'm not going to have... No, I'm done.
Is there a chance?
Babies are hard. No. No chance.
Babies are hard.
Jaycee's done.
Snip, snip.
The shop is closed.
Yeah. You got a procedure we didn't know about?
Nope. I mean, the shop is open, but nobody's no business.
The garage door is just down at the time.
It's just open for me. It's just for me, for my own benefits.
Oh, God.
Al, are you going to have a baby?
Huh?
Well, you have a girlfriend.
Why are we getting so personal?
Yeah, right?
Well, you guys are asking me if I'm going to have a baby. I want to know if you're going to have a baby.
Well, you're the one with all the drama this morning.
Yeah, my girlfriend's getting ready to move to Detroit.
I know, but is that something in your future that you've kind of considered? That would you have another child?
It
has come up, and I said, maybe one.
When you date young girls, you got to consider
That's
it.
Real.
It is.
Real
she wants one
right there.
Maybe one.
Maybe
one.
Maybe two. Cause your girl is young.
No.
And she's Latina.
Maybe one.
And those Latinos, we like to have a lot of babies.
No. Maybe one. If that time, you know, if the situation presented.
I was going to be a stay-at-home dad in Detroit.
I can't wait. What are you going to name the baby, Al?
Say what? No, you can
wait. I don't need to stop.
What?
To name the baby.
Don't need to stop. All right, right now.
Kid, from Kid Rock.
Kelly, are you going to have a baby?
No, you know that the doctors told me I'm no longer able to conceive, so thank you for asking me again so I can make that announcement again.
Jenna could be your surrogate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go, Kelly. They got it all figured out.
Thanks.
You and Bill.
I'd be a good surrogate. I'd be healthy.
Do you want to go back to talking about Al?
Yeah, sure.
What? It's
baby
a good...
stuff is very sensitive. You shouldn't be just throwing it around like
no,
that.
No, it's a good question to ask your friends.
That's a personal question.
Well, we're friends, and I'm asking you a personal question.
You're asking me on a radio show.
I forgot we're on the radio.
What about you, Jenna? Would you like to have a baby?
I guess I'd be the last one here that it's real feasible for, right?
That's
still feasible for Al.
You're the only one here that doesn't have one already.
Right.
So
you need to step up. Oh.
I could have a show, baby.
Hashtag Jenna got dumped.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Kid Nation Owens.
You know, honestly, I think I would like one day.
Yeah.
I'm just not, I don't have the fever yet. And I'm not in a relationship, so it's hard, you know what I mean? It's hard to say, yes, I'm going to have a baby. And as soon as I meet a guy, I'm going to get married. I've never had that timeline. I want to get married at this age and have a baby at this age.
Why don't you date maybe two or three guys?
Okay.
And
okay,
so find yourself in that condition. And then,
okay.
we'll have to guess who the daddy is.
All right.
That could be our next bit for next year.
You know, yeah, let's do a baby bachelorette.
Who's that baby daddy?
Who I want to marry.
Who's Jenna's baby?
That sounds
got
like
spring
a,
promotion for sounds, next year.
That sounds great for my
bank,
personal
yeah.
life. Yeah.
We'll call out three names.
Yeah.
First one
yeah.
in.
He didn't win trip a day.
But you get to have a baby with Jenna.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, I was getting a bunch of congratulations from people.
On social media.
On the new edition. Mm-hmm. And I started freaking out. And my wife said it's because of that dang Facebook memories.
Okay. 4 years ago today, she announced that she was pregnant with Casey,
yeah.
right?
4 years today, Al.
All right.
That's how time flies. Today's also the day that the O.J. Simpson chase took place.
Really?
Which, that's the fun part about the memories is you get to see all that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was the weekend that we had our engagement party at kids' house, like 6 years ago.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
So for that reason, it's fine. If you have ex-boyfriends and girlfriends or people think your wife got pregnant, then it's not fun
not so
anymore.
Fine.
Thank you.
I'd
like
to
announce we're not pregnant.
Box.
You guys want to do a quick little love letter to Kelly since we got cut short earlier because of Mindy Kaling?
It's our favorite bit, and we didn't get to do enough. So let's
do it. Come on.
We'll do one more because Jenna had one left.
Okay.
And then that'll be
and
the end
we'll
of love
end
letters.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Special edition.
Yeah, talk about a 2015 problem right here. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been dating a guy for about 3 months now, and he seems to be pretty great, except for one thing.
Uh-oh.
He's 32.
Oh.
And texts like a 14-year-old girl.
Get it.
32-year-old architects don't use words like LOL on fleek or ROFL. When he sends me things like that along with a freaking smiley emoji, my head starts hurting from all the eye rolling I do. Should I talk to him about this or just call it off? TTYL, Haley. Oh, Haley, I feel you on this, girl.
It wouldn't hurt to bring it up. It wouldn't hurt. It's probably going to cause a little fight. I've told guys before they use too many emojis.
Really?
And it didn't change anything.
How many can we use?
I just think men don't use a lot of them. I mean, an occasional wink or smile or, you know, whatever is fine. But when you use an emoji for everything,
yeah,
like
that's over,
going to the
over
gym here to work out, here's my arm.
I'm
going to go get
them
something to eat. Here's the ice cream. You know, why do you have to use all these, just, you know, like an occasional wink one's fine.
The only reason that a guy, a grown man, should use that is if you're trying to make sure that they don't misinterpret what your text is. You know, sometimes you can say something in text, you know, like, I hope they don't think I'm
Yeah, you need
that's
to,
why you need
mad.
The emoji.
Dude, the sometimes, winky face.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, put a little smiley face, winky face, whatever, just so they know what your context is.
Otherwise, you think it's serious.
I'm telling you, guys, guys just will not learn that texting, you do not come across well most of the time, your personality. I mean, for any of us, I'm sarcastic. I can't tell you, there was a guy I thought was so cute and would talk to him in person on the phone. He was so funny. But the way he texted me was so atrocious. It was such a turnoff.
Did you?
Because he would use, you know, he would have pet names and the things he would say and just be like, hey, babe. Or when he was drunk
like
and he'd spell babe out really long. And it's like, you don't talk like that, human. Yeah, baby.
Did you dump him
like,
for that?
Oh, what?
Did you dump him for that?
Oh, done.
He's drunk.
Dumbest reason you've dumped somebody?
Similar. Because she didn't know how to pronounce the past tense of text. Like, you, or maybe it was plural. You sent me too many texts.
Texas?
Like, no, I didn't send you too many texts. Texas is a state. No.
It's the little thing.
I dumped the girl because she said Texas.
That Mexican girl was fine, too. But I said, she can't. It made me mad.
She was Mexican.
You sent me too many texts. No. I live in Texas. I'm not sending you texts. I sent you several texts.
I wouldn't throw an entire relationship without at least bringing it up.
Okay.
Just at least bring it up.
Yes.
If everything else is great, at least bring it up. See where the conversation goes. If you're willing to dump him over it anyway, then take a stab at maybe trying to say, look, the emoji thing is really getting on my nerves. If you text me, can you just not use that and see if it works? If not, then apparently you're on the way out the door anyway.
Oh, and this other girl, I liked her a lot. I mean, this was years ago, right?
Yeah.
I got a girlfriend. I love you, baby.
This is venting out.
But this other girl, she would start and end every sentence with the word seriously. She'd be like, seriously, where are we going tonight? Seriously. Oh!
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.